Audacity.
Public workers in St. Kitts and Nevis told to expect a salary increase, while team unity differences continue to bother the three-party coalition. I am Ken Richards with today's Caribbean News Roundup. There was some good news in Baste on Sunday from the Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis for the country's public workers.
And this one you would like. This one you like, and you can tell your friends tomorrow that I have asked the Financial Secretary to consider what it will cost to give you, our workers, an increase in wages and salary. I see money coming. I see money coming.
At the annual convention of the People's Labour Party of Prime Minister Timothy Harris, there was also ongoing signs of continuing disunity in the three-party coalition of Team Unity. That there are differences was clear in some of the statements made by Dr. Harris in his conference address.
Unity, like charity, will ring hollow unless it is practiced at home. If charity does not exist at home, we cannot demonstrate it outside. Because PLP is the most progressive and vibrant party. Some of them wex. Oh, yeah. Some of them wex. Yeah. For we are, a vibrant and committed party. So today, and you see, if you are under unity, if you believe in unity, you shouldn't feel insecure because one of your partners is out there working, bringing people together, filling in the gap and the void, because whoever emerges as a unity candidate will benefit from the overwhelming support of the People's Labour Party. There's no need to go through all the photos. There is no need to look to see how many of your supporters showed up, because that is to be encouraged in the spirit of unity. That is to be encouraged. If we genuinely believe in it, if it is not an item spoken for convenience.
And then there was this.
Shall remain laser focus on delivering for our people. I invite all of my colleagues to recommit to the task at hand. Any failure to do so will incur the wrath of the people of St. Kitts and Nevis. If they mash up our unity, you will punish them. You will punish them. For unity. It is a vote for unity that you gave in 2015 and you gave again in 2020. And I will stand with you and for you on the journey to consolidate the people's unity.
The amount of money Nevis is receiving from the federal purse remains a thorny issue. And Prime Minister Harris acknowledged that those issues have to be addressed. He suggested, however, that Nevis cannot expect to get funds while not catering for expenses.
So, I want a better relationship for St. Kitts and Nevis. And I still remain committed to do all in my power to address the inequities. But it can take some time and patience. And being reasonable, whenever a request comes, I always address it. When the Honorable Premier came and he said move it from 45 to 66 million, even after the budget had been passed, I said to him, all right, Premier, we can move that way. But to be fair and reasonable, some of these expenditures that we have to undertake, they will have now to be covered by the NIA. because they are managed by them. The step workers are in their ministries and everywhere. They are managing them. They are the supervisors of them. And we are saying, yes, we are prepared. But let us be reasonable. We give you more, you help carry some of those expenses. And ultimately, we will address the thorny issue of Clause 110. You know we want and talk about. So sometimes you hear, well, the prorata is in 110. And it says, put everything in a pool. You hear how the Constitution say will be fair? Put all the money in a pool. Leave this money, sink its money. Not just look at money at the federal entity and leave out money at the Nevis Island Administration. The Constitution 110, in simple terms, so let's put everything together. Take out the expenses. And you hear people talking about revenue, they now talk about expenses. Something can't work so. Because to get the revenue, you have to employ people, you have to market, you have to get lawyers, you have to get MIA agents, you have to get a whole host of things. And they cost money. So you can't just say, give me out the revenue, and you hold on to all the expenses. That's not fair.
Antigua and Barbuda's Foreign Affairs Minister E.P. Chet Green says the Twin Island state will fight to the end to protect its citizenship by investment program. He was responding to a question about the viability of the citizenship for sale model in light of European Union concerns.
Is the government prepared to disband the program?
Well, disbanding the program is not an option for us at this moment. Mm-hmm. Like I say, and we won't preempt losing this fight. We'll fight it to the bitter end, if we call it, use that term. Again, we understand the importance of this program to us. We are even strong in our views because we operate in a program that is really above and beyond reproach. Our books can be pulled, can be reviewed. Our reports are tabled in Parliament. So we are doing everything that is required of us by law and in terms of what's expected by international partners. So they should not try to broad brush us. If they find instances of other countries not operating in an optimal manner. They should look at us for what we bring to the table and how we manage the program. And if anything, cite us as an example of good management.
Activist Kenson King has been slapped with 3 charges alleging that he uttered seditious words in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. King, 33, was arrested on Friday morning with the charges against him laid later that day. King's lawyer, Kay Backus-Batiste, told Eyewitness News on Saturday that her client remained in custody and police have said that he would not be granted bail ahead of his court appearance on Monday. Backus-Batiste said that her client had been charged that on December 19, 2021, in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, he uttered seditious words. Activist Adrian King, a relative of Kenson, is denouncing the arrest and has been very critical of the police.
Everybody saw the arrogance from the police commissioner, Colin John. Everybody on this live saw it, and if you're on this live now, so that's Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. So Kenson would be for 3 nights in that filthy cell over there, on the floor, making a floor for his bed. When people are not on the side of the police, that's what people who have criminal intentions want. Because you are bringing down the police force of St. Vincent and Grenadines. And right now, in the public sphere, there is little respect for police in this country. Little respect. So no, people are not going to be willing to come and help you all solve any crimes. They're going to rather take their chances with the bad man out here. You are here to protect and serve. Protect and serve. But you are behaving just like the criminals out here. Police brutality is also a crime.
A lawyer in Guyana has been accused of spitting in the face of a female constable. Here's News Source Guyana.
A female supernumerary constable of the Guyana Police Force has filed an official police complaint against attorney Nirvan Singh. In the complaint, woman supernumerary constable Shonat Bullers alleges that while she was on duty at the residence of the attorney's father, retired acting chancellor Carl Singh, she was attacked by the attorney, who allegedly spat in her face and allegedly made several disparaging racist remarks towards her while chasing her out of the compound. She said even after she left the compound, she was followed by the attorney, who continued to make disparaging remarks towards her while allegedly describing her as a black monkey. Woman Constable Bollas said she immediately called her supervisor and related the incident, filing a report. 2 days ago, she officially filed a statement with police investigators detailing the incident. The Guyana Police Force has not responded to queries about that complaint. Her attorney, UC Anderson, has also written to attorney Nirvan Singh detailing the incident and the possible criminal and civil breaches of the law by him, owing to the alleged incident. In the letter, attorney Anderson told Singh that complaints will be filed against him with the Guyana Bar Association, even as redress will be sought through the courts.
As violence in schools become increasingly common in Jamaica, opposition spokesperson on education, Dr. Angela Brown-Burke, is urging the government to implement a formal coordinated program to tackle the issue, as CVM News reports.
It's been less than a month since schools have returned to face-to-face learning, and already the nation has seen an alarming number of school fights and altercations, some of which have resulted in the death of students. Opposition spokesperson on education, Dr. Angela Brown-Burke, is calling on the government to implement a formal coordinated program geared towards tackling the issues that may be causing the outbursts.
I know that there has been talk already about psychosocial support. I believe what is needed is a team of nurses, psychologists, social workers, and so on, adequate enough to deal with the issues across schools.
Dr. Brown-Burke says the approach must be more than an on-the-surface intervention to truly address the genesis of the problem.
I think it requires an understanding as to what is triggering some of this behavior. I think in other jurisdictions, I've been reading the research, and they have been looking at what is happening in the family, what changes are there, the kind of stressors that children are facing, and how that is playing out in school. And so I believe that the ministry should be using that data to tell us what is happening in our schools.
Velonique Bowen, CVM Live.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, 28th March. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.